Robert Bowes. Today's date is February 11th, 1974. The time is 12 o'clock p.m. I will be interviewing John Schmidt of Bay City. Topics to be discussed are coal mining, river traffic, and similar ideas. Okay, Grandpa, you want to start with coal mining then?
Yeah, we can. Cycle Meyer was the first coal mine was started put down in Bay County, and they used to. There was no train to haul the coal away. They had to haul the coal away they built a track from the coal mine down clean down to the across Midland Street to the railroad track, and they used to haul the coal with it mine cars with a horse on it. They'd haul about four cars at a time, and they'd pull it down there, dump it into the big railroad cars, see?
Mm-hmm. Where'd it go from there?
And, well, we don't know what they'd done with it, where they sold the coal to. Mm-hmm. When I was working at the mine out there, to the Black Diamond mine, I used pumping out there. When I first started out there, started pumping water.
Where's the Black Diamond mine?
Black Diamond mine, you know, we go up about 7 miles out from the expressway here. Uh-huh. You know where that's, or 7 mile road, just past 7 mile road, you know where that slate pile used to be up in there? Uh-huh. That was still Black Diamond.
Is that out by Delta College now? Is that the one?
No, that in there was the Beaver mine.
Oh, the Black Diamond mine is out farther then, right?
It was out farther, at the Midland Road, yeah.
Oh, Midland Road.
And past 7 mile road, between 7 and 8 mile road.
Okay. And then, how did you pumped water in there? You pumped water into the mine?
No, pump it out of the mine. See?
Oh, pump it out of the mine.
See, they had to keep the pumps running all the time. They had to keep man where the man worked. They keep they had a hose or a pipe running in there with a hose, long hose on it, with a strain on end. And you dig a little hole, and so you put that up that in there, that pump the water out. See, otherwise, the rock leak from the top. See, that the water would soak in there. The man couldn't work in there; he'd have to work in the water. So we had to pump the water out. See,
was the coal in the hill or was it down in the ground?
Down in there.
It was down in the ground.
They had 150 feet down. And then there was a rock over the top of the coal, see? And they went down through the coal, through the rock, into the coal. And then they started mining the coal. The coal wasn't very high out here, only about 3.5 feet, 4 feet deep, see? And on the main entries, they used to drive them narrow, see? And just wide enough to put the track in there, run a motor in there, see? When I first went out there, I used to have the mules work down into these rooms, what they call the entries, see? And bring the coal out into a side track, see? And from there, the electric locomotive was pick it up, see? They'd haul about 35, 40 cars on a trip, see? They hook onto the cars, take them out and bring your empties in on the other side, see? And from there on, the mule drivers would hook onto the empty cars, take the empty car in, and run it to the digger where the fellow loaded the coal, you know? He'd pull out his loaded coal, and give him an empty one, see? And then he pulled his loaded coal out, back out into the, what they used to call a pardon, see? They'd pull it out there, and he'd hook it onto the rest of the loads that's out there, see? Until the empties was all gone, or about that time, while the electric locomotive would come in with the more empties, drop the empties off on one side, hook onto the loads, take the loads out to the bottom, see? And then they hoisted up, see? And they had them cars made with an end gate on there, see? And then when they hoisted it all up to the top, see, when the engineer hoisted the car up, he had a gauge, you know, he knew just as far as he'd go, see. When he'd get to the top, he had what they call a horseshoe on there, see. And then I said, go a little further. They have the guides cut out in the center, see? So they wouldn't be so wide. The cage wouldn't be so wide, see? The cage would tip over, see? Would tip over, and there's a hook up there. Would catch onto this car and hang onto this door, see? And as the car would tip over, they'd open the door, and then the coal would rush out, see? Mm-hmm. The coal would rush down into a weigh pan, see? Yeah.
What's a weigh pan?
Weigh pan? That's the scales is on there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And it dumped the coal into this weigh pan, see? And all the weighmaster had to do is look up there, and it see mm-hmm. how much coal he had in there, see? That what dumped in there. And then the fella that loaded the coal, he always had a check on there with a little hole drilled in it, see? And that was in on the end gate, see? And this weighmaster, he'd take this check out, see, look at it, the number on it, see? That's the number, and then he had a big sheet there with all the numbers on it. We'll say he had number 60 or 655 or something like whatever number he had there. He put the weight under this number, see? And at night, he'd add them all up together, see? And at night, the guy would come up there and look at the sheet. He'd know just how much coal he loaded that day, see?
Oh, I see. How much did you get paid?
At that time, I forget what they was getting. I think 70 something cents a ton they used to get that time.
Mm-hmm. What do you usually... Did you usually get paid once a week or every day or what?
No, we used to get paid every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks, payday, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how much did you usually take home?
And when I first started out there, I was getting $3.50 a day mm-hmm. for 8 hours work. See, so figured out 2 weeks work, I come to about $52, $53 mm-hmm. in 2 weeks, see. Mm-hmm.
How old were you?
How old was I?
Yeah, when you first started there in the mines.
Oh, I was, I must have been 24 years old at that time.
What did you do before that? Did you work on the farm?
No, I used to run the engine for my brother-in-law. I used to run the thrashing outfit.
Oh, thrashing machine on the farm?
Thrashing machine, yeah. They used to go around, in them days, you know, They didn't have a combines like they have now. They had to cut their grain by the binder, see, and then they had to set it up in trucks, see,
and then what do you call that?
And they set it up in the shocks like we.
Oh, shocks. Okay.
Yeah, shocks. See, mm-hmm. They take two bundles at a time, put the heads together, so don't set them down. Then they set another set down there to let. Or so far about that. Then when that they leave it set there, it gets pretty dry, see? Then the farmer would come along and he'd haul his grain home mm-hmm. in the barn, see? He'd pile it up in the barn, see? Sometimes they'd have both barns filled full of grain, see? And then the thrash machine just come. They'd pull the thrash machine in there and they'd drive it with a steam engine, see? And that's what I was doing. I was running a steam engine, see? And this thrash machine would thrash the grain, would cut the bundles, thrash the grain, and it'd feed itself, you know, and blow the straw out in the pile, out the back end into a stack, and the grain would come out on the side of the thrash machine, all cleaned, you know, ready to take the elevator.
What were some of the other plants they grew around here? Sugar beets and what else?
Some of the other plants, you
yeah.
mean?
They grew a lot of sugar beets here, I know.
Oh, yeah, they used to grow a lot of sugar beets. They used to have to haul the sugar beets by the team. They didn't have no trucks in them days. Mm-hmm. Had to haul it with the team, had to haul the sugar beets down to the waste, to the sugar factory, see? Mm-hmm. That way they'd weigh it in, then they go out there, they have to unload it by hand, shovel all the beets in there, and then they go back again, and they weigh their wagon, the empty wagon again. See, then they see, that way they could tell how many beets they had on there. And then they have a man there, picking up the tests, you see. When the fellow's unloading, he'd say, come along with a little bucket, you know, he'd take a shovel full of beets, you know, take it back in there, and they'd take this guy's number, and he'd write his number on it, and they'd put the number in with the beets, see, and then they'd take it in and put a test of the beets, see, for sugar contents. And it depends on how much they tested, see, that it, they write their test down onto a sheet. And that the farmer would get paid according to their test on the see?
Mm-hmm.
Then they take these few beets they had there, they'd clean them up, you know, and take all the dirt off, see? And then they'd do what they call a tear, see? Then the fellow would say, well, they had so many tons of sugar beets on there, and they had so many pounds of tear, see?
Mm-hmm.
What they say, what the beets, like dirt and stuff that didn't come off of the beets when you shovel them, you see? What they call a tear, they got that off of that test, see?
Mm-hmm.
They got that off of the test, see? Then from that on, they could know just exactly how much sugar that sugar was in them beets there, see, when they're tests, see.
When you worked in the mine, were there any cave-ins?
Any caves? Yeah.
Did anyone ever get hurt, or?
No. Well, once in a while, I was working at the Black Diamond mine when a fella got killed out in the other mine, but I seen one time the fella, he was, when I was pumping, see, when I was pumping, I was coming along on the hill, so a fella said to the neck of this room here, he's pale, he says, Johnny, says, I put that gun at that time. I said, what's the matter now? He says, come here, I'll show you. We went and looked, and it just, for some reason, he was loading coal for something, and backing up on the car, see, so to get more on that, pile it up on the side. And he says, someone told me, he says, go around, and I got out of there, and I walked around the front end of the car, and just as he did, about 5 inches, 5 or 6 inches of slate broke loose from the top, come down in one chunk across the room.
Oh.
He'd have been in there while he'd have got killed.
Did they have safety precautions and all that stuff then?
Well,
or, you know,
yeah.
Was the management really concerned about that or not?
Oh yeah, sure. They had timber. This fella was supposed to set up timber, you know, for safety themselves. See? And, because they take the pick and they hit the top, see? They could tell the top whether it's solid or not, see? And, of course, if the thick 6 inches thicker rock there, they'd hit it with a pick and it wouldn't sound, see? But they had to put the timbers down there every so far apart. Set posts in there and wedges. They had wedges to drive wedges in with the sledge, you know. And that would keep the, what you call it, from coming down. But if the room wanted to cave in, the post wouldn't stop it. It'd push all the posts out of the way.
Oh,
it'd crack them and then they'd slide, you know, when it, you know, it's pretty hard for a guy to set a perfect post so straight, see, always set a little one, and the weight of it would scoot them posts out a little bit.
What'd you do after you worked in the mines then?
What I do after I worked in the mine? I went over to Defoe's.
You started working at Defoe's?
Yeah.
When was that, do you remember? How long ago?
Oh, that was in about 42, I think. 42, I think, when I quit the mine. When, I started as an electrician. I bought a fellow stock out here, the Monitor Coal Company. The Monitor Coal Company was running then as a stock mine, see.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a fellow stock out there. And I got in there and I learned electric, and that's where I got them books from, you know. I learned electricity, and then I went over to Defoe's, and I got a job over there in the electrical department. And the fellow said, well, I wouldn't have no job getting, no trouble getting the job, because the fellow knew that I was working in the mine, he knew they had DC power, see. And on the ships, all they had AC power on there. So he said, it'll be all right for us. And I started. Well, when I got so I could, they built a British tug over there. When they built this British tug, that was all DC, see. And they had the guys a lot of electricians that never worked on DC before, you know. They worked around town, you know. And then I'd go around and try the motors out, see. See how they're hooked up. If they're hooked up wrong, I'd hook them up right, see. And then I'd start them out and I'd run. And then I got down on the testing, see. We had testing each motor, so for 1 hour, see. And we kept keep on track how much the motor pulled, and how hot the temperature was when we started, how hot it got was during the test, see. We had that's what my job was over there then, see. Testing and trying out this testing, you know, so on power and lighting. And then it got so I got pretty good at it, at the testing part, you know.
Did you walk to work then?
Well, no, I had a car then. I used to drive the car to work. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you used to walk across the river though?
Oh yeah, when I worked for the Consumers Power Company over there, I was engineer over there for in a power plant. Well, I was engineer over there for about a couple of years, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I used to walk across the river at night in the winter time. And used to walk across there all winter, me and another guy, because it isn't far to walk. See, all I had to do was just go down the corner here and go across there, down to the river. Go across the river, see? I'll be right there at the shop, see?
Was the Bay City shipping yards, was that, did they build ships right over here, didn't they?
Oh, that's, you're thinking that that was Davison Shipyard.
Mm-hmm.
He just owned some ships and he had a dry dock over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some repair, he just used to do repair work there, see. But then
was that right over here at the end of Fisher?
Yeah, on the south side of Fisher Street, see.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be, I remember they used to, old Davis used to, had the old wooden boats, you know, the old, I guess he was the one of the first steel boats in there. And they had a dry dock in there, you know. And they used to run the ships in there and then block it up, see, on the bottom. And they know this much. And then they'd tie the ropes on the top, or the side, and they pump the water out.
Mm-hmm.
I used to hear that old engine running from here when we lived here first. Used to hear the old engine running when they pumped
steam engine?
Yeah, the old steam engine running and pumping the water out of the dry dock, see.
Mm-hmm.
So the men could do the work.
And do you ever remember them floating logs down the river?
Oh, yes. Yes, they used to have an old, what they call a witch, a tugboat.
Uh-huh. What'd they call it?
Witch.
A witch?
No, that's the name of it, uh-huh. Witch. And it only had one cylinder on there, one central cylinder.
Uh-huh.
You could hear that son of one, you know, he'd go out and then he'd float the logs. And I don't know where they get when got the logs, anyway. They used to pull it up with the boat, see? They had a boom, but it went all around the logs, see? And then they said, tie onto this here boat, see? This tug here, this tug would pull this whole lower logs right up there down the river. They pulled them up, most of them went up to all along around here. Some of them went up as far as W.D. Young. Used to make floorings. Used to get a lot of hard maple out there.
Whereabouts was that? Was that right along the river? Was that a mill then?
Yeah. That was salt. Yep, mill? Salzburg.
Salzburg.
W.D. Young.
Was right at the end of Salzburg at
no,
the river?
No, where the woodcraft is there now.
Oh, it was up quite a ways from the river then.
Yeah. It was,
how'd they get the logs from...
I don't know how they got the logs up there. That's what I don't know.
Uh-huh. But they did take the logs up to there, and then they cut them up and everything.
Oh yeah, they all the hardwood and oak. They used to make floors out of them.
Mm-hmm. And you worked there for a while, didn't you?
as a woodcraft.
Yeah.
That's after W.D. Young.
Oh, it's after him?
After, yeah, W.D. Young sold out. And when he quit, I was working there when he quit. There used to be a, down there by the 3rd Street Bridge, there used to be a boat on this side of it, which had, was repairing them wooden boats.
Uh-huh.
And them old wooden boats, you know, they used to cork them up. They'd drop this oakum.
Oakum,
they'd drive that in. I remember they used to cork the boats with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they done all the repair work on the ships there. So they had most all wooden boats them days, see. Yes, there used to be a sawmill run across the river from here. And
what was the name of that one, do you know?
Oh, there's so many sawmills here. At that time, there was a sawmill about three of them a mile.
Yeah.
Three of them a mile. And I forget what the name of the old sawmill was anymore. They used to be, at one time, this used to be the lumbering town of the world.
Mm-hmm.
They cut over, I forget how many million feet of pine lumber
mm-hmm.
that they used to cut out here. They used to haul it out with a boat.
Well, they took it out on boats?
Yeah, they used to load the boats out with lumber. Yeah.
Did we put any on our railroads?
Not very often. Usually, most of it all went out in boats. Yeah.
Did you ever see any fires?
Huh?
Did you ever see any fires at the mills? Were there any fires around at that time? Didn't they have?
Yeah, I remember when the old box factory burned down here.
Was that along the river?
Yeah, that was down there. What they call the Handy Box Factory. That's where the Michigan Bakeries, I think, got part of some of their property now. There used to be a box factory there. There used to be boxes there.
Wooden boxes?
Wooden boxes. And that burned down. And then down further, down there, there used to be a barrel factory.
Barrel factory?
They used to make wooden barrels. Or they used to make the, they used to get the hoops. They used to make the hoops out of white ash lumber.
Mm-hmm.
That they go out in the woods, they'd cut off a white ash tree, you know, about so long, I forget how long how they had to be. And then they'd split that, see? And then they'd get it into one of them seahorses, one of them horses, you know, would sit on there, and hold that wood in there with your feet, you know,
mm-hmm.
clamp it in there, and then have a draw shaft. You pull that, then they whittle that down till it got about 2 inches wide, see? And then it split the end of it. It split it, then it split down to about a foot from the end. Then they leave it all to one piece, see? Then they tie that together, that loose end, see, tie them, and they send it down to the barrel factory. The barrel factory, they take one off at a time, you see. Every time they pull one of them strips off, there would be another hook for the barrel.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they brought those logs in, and then they cut them up and then sent them out again by ship?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the old witch who used to come in there. They used to pull them up there as far as, as far as Saginaw, they used to pull them up there.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be sawmills on both sides of the river at that time when we first come in here.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that yet. And they used to, the old 3rd Street Bridge, they used to swing that, where there used to be a steam engine upstairs, and had a boiler up there too. The fella had a big steam up there. And the steam engine would open the bridge up, see? And the old Salzburg Bridge and Belinda Street Bridge.
It was a Salzburg Bridge?
Yeah. They had to open it by hand.
By hand?
Yeah. They had a long wooden bar and then the center, they'd open a cap on the door floorboard, see?
Mm-hmm.
and it stuck this down, this key down there, see? It's like a key that turned that little small pulley down there, see? A small gear, see? And that small gear would run around the big gear on the bridge, see? And the fellas had it appears to be about two or three guineas, so sometimes four men on that merry-go-round, see? And then they had to walk around there, turn, keep walking around there, swinging the bridge open, see?
Oh, yeah. Well, they had the Belinda Street Bridge? Did they have the Cass Avenue Bridge?
Cass Avenue Bridge, yeah, that time. All the bridges they had to swing in my hand. The old 3rd Street Bridge was the only one that could swing with steam. They had a steam engine up there, little double-cylinder steam engine up there. So then the shaft run down to the bottom and turn the wheel, see.
So you were born you were born here, weren't you?
With me?
Yeah.
No, I was born on Salzburg Road, yeah.
On Salzburg Road?
Yeah, about 7 miles out.
And you worked on the farm. How long did you stay on the farm?
Oh, I guess I was about 19 years old.
Uh-huh. And what did you do did you ever come to Bay City?
You know, not very often.
Not very often, eh?
No.
What'd you do for entertainment there? Did you play ball and stuff like that with some of the neighbors or what?
Well, them days?
Yeah.
Them days, no, they didn't have no ball games. Not very many ball games. And, of course, you couldn't go nowhere because all he had was a bicycle and a horse and buggy. There was no automobiles them days.
Not at all.
Yeah, and I was raised on a farm. I remember when I was full of sugar beets. I used to work in the sugar beets. Mm-hmm. And then in the spring of the year, when I sold the sugar beets, after the sugar beets got up about 2 inches high, where they'd come through and they'd block them, and we had to crawl on our hands and knees and thin them out, you know, so there'd only be one beet there at a time. Mm-hmm. And, there's about this far apart, about 6-8 inches apart, see? But it block them out with a hoe, you see. And was kids had to crawl in behind there and pull them other beets out, so there's only one left there, see. Mm-hmm.
What, you worked all day during the summer?
In the summertime, all we had to do was keep them beets clean and get them all ready for the fall of the year, pull them out, and they had what they call a beet lifter. You just got through underneath and lift the beet up, you know, and so the beets was sitting loose in loose ground, see?
They use steam tractors for that?
Eh?
Did they use tractors for that?
No.
Horses?
All horses. No, they didn't see no. The only time you seen any steam tractors threshing. Uh-huh. Outside that, you never see no engine.
And then when you... What'd you do at night then, you know, after you were done working? Listen to the radio or?
No, they didn't have no radios up these.
They didn't have
no phonographs either. All they had is the old grind organ, and they had to turn that by hand in order to get some music out of it. I don't know, we played around something else.
You didn't have any ice cream though, did you?
Hmm?
You didn't have any ice cream or pop or pizzas?
No,
or like
no, no. We didn't know what that was them days. No.
How many people lived in Bay City when you moved here from off the farm to Bay City? Do you know?
Oh, no, I would say probably about 40,000.
40,000 people in it. Where did most of the people work?
Something like that. Most of the people worked in the sawmills.
In the sawmills?
Saw blocks. Now in Salzburg, that's where they got the name Salzburg, see? Mm-hmm. They used to make a lot of salt up there.
In Salzburg. How'd they do that?
Salzburg.
How'd they make the salt?
I don't know, they'd pump it out, they'd get the salt water, pump the salt water out into the vats, and they'd boil it in there, see?
Mm-hmm.
They'd boil the water all the way, and then down there, they then they moved down here, and they had a cell block down in here where Biglos, you know where Biglos is?
No. By the Belinda Street Bridge.
Yeah, it's halfway just the other side. Well, over the viaduct. Mm-hmm. Take over the viaduct, and then that's where the mill was over there. They used to they cook salt there too. And Biglos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they used to have a.